Good morning. How are you? Today, both the first reading and the gospel talks about intercessory prayer. Prayer for intercession with God and for other people. And it talks about the necessity for us to first of all pray for others, second of all pray with others, and third of all, never give up in our prayer. Huh? Moses, while he was praying for the war, as long as he was praying with his hands up, they were winning. As soon as he put his hands down, they were losing. So then Aaron and Hur came and lifted his hands up and prayed with him, and then they won. So again, we need to pray, intercede. We need to pray with others when we're intercessing, and we need to never give up. I love the little comment that Jesus adds today about the man, the judge who feared no God or man, but he feared the widow, right? He says, I better give her a judgment or she's going to come and strike me. The old translation was, beat me. So Jesus put in there, this guy wasn't afraid of God or any human being except for this widow, because he thought he was going to beat her, or she was going to beat him. So again, the necessity for this reality. But to do this, people, it goes to the last line of the gospel. We need what? Faith. Thank you, Ed. We need faith to sit there and to be people who intercede, people who believe that when we pray for something, God listens and it will be done. We're going to have a little show and tell now, huh? I love show and tell. It's been a long time since I've done it, but I thought I'd do it again. This, of course, is we have it hanging in the office, and it's from the Erie Times News, the faith section, Saturday, January 17th, 2004. That was 12 years ago. Oh. Anyway, we're talking about we're going to start the Adoration Chapel. And at the bottom it says, oh dear, Richard says, that's me, that the prayer also will serve as a great example for devotion for younger people. And not least of all, he even expects it to lead to the closing of the Peach Street Clinic that provides abortions. You can't, oh, we're not done. You can't kill children within two or three blocks of perpetual adoration, he said. It's completely incompatible. I want it to close, and whether people like that or not, I don't care. Now, does that sound like me? Yes. You know, so we're going to pray for it to close. So that was January 17th, 2004. It was blessed on January 25th, 2004 by Bishop Troutman. After he said I couldn't do it, he came and blessed it. And then we start praying on February 25th of 2004. Huh? Now this is the paper of Saturday, September 25th, 2004. So we start praying February 25th of that year. Now in September 25th that year, it talks about our Adoration Chapel again, front page of the faith section in our paper. And then it talks about here, you think that the abortions have stopped at the Peach Street Clinic is simply because no replacement doctor can be found? Think again, says members of the highly dedicated praying club, the group which prays around the clock at a church just three blocks from the clinic, gives prayerful credit for stopping abortions. You betcha, said Father Larry Richards, pastor of St. Joseph Catholic Church, Bread of Life Community, and we're going to keep praying and praying until these doors are closed for good and that another child will never be killed in that place again. That was the same year, people. And as we know, 2 years ago, the abortion clinic closed forever, as it should be. Prayer, people, is more powerful than a nuclear bomb. When the bishop sat there and looked at me and says, why do you want this Adoration Chapel? I said, for the holiness of my people, you people, and to close the abortion clinic. Oh, Larry, nothing. It closed within a year of our praying. And people would not, you realize there is not one abortion in the Diocese of Erie, Pennsylvania. Do you realize that? And so we need to be people that even when everything looks dark and everything looks like, oh, what's going to happen? I don't know. Everything's really bad. You people that are going completely wacko over the elections, would you get over yourself? Jesus is still king, no matter who's the president of the United States. We've survived 8 years of evil stuff. We're going to be fine. But the number one thing we need to be doing is what? Praying. Can we give up? No. We need to be people that stop in that adoration chapel. We need to be people that sign up for an hour. And we need to believe that when we pray, God listens. If you don't believe God listens, don't waste your time about coming to Mass on Sunday. Because what's the point? God can do anything. And we need to believe that and have that faith in that. And we need to pray. And when we pray, things will happen. That's a promise. You got it? You get it? You're going to do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.